Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
From the Baltimore Banner, Window Nation guest hotline, let's welcome back to the show, John Mioli. John, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing all right. And John, we'll start with the offense. What has been to you the most concerning, frustrating, maybe something that could be a long-term issue? The lack of home runs since opening day, well documented, 7 games, 3 runs or less. So is the offense ready to percolate minus Kowser for an extended period, or could we be looking at more of the same from the second half of last season in regards to run production?
Yeah, I mean, I think last year's team, you know, it was funny hearing all through last year that they hit too many home runs. Now, I think people would love for them to hit, you know, a couple home runs a game and have that be the whole offense given what we've seen so far. The thing I'm most, most observing, which is not a good way of saying that, is that this team, even stretching back to last year, if you think back to the 2023 team, there was no deficit that felt too big for them to overcome late in games. They had an offense that was relentless, and if they didn't get you early, they were going to get you late. And now it feels like, really, since the second half of last year, if they didn't get you early, they weren't going to get you at all. And that's kind of how it's carried over so far this year. It just seems like this team has struggled to stay in the fight, which is a bad way of saying that. I'm not saying they're giving up, but it feels like they're struggling to kind of stay engaged. And if the first two times through the lineup don't go well, to have the confidence that the third time will. And that comes with success. That comes with that actually playing out that way in games. But it just feels like it hasn't so far this season, and dating back to the second half of last year. And I think that's really weighing on them at this point.
Yeah, it's definitely a talking point with everything that's happening. John, good to hear from you again. And, you know, with that being said, you know, with the offensive side, that in 2023 it was, hey, any circumstance the birds could come back, because it felt like the Orioles pitching staff would keep them in the game to give them time. But right now, it's kind of there's some stress. And where I'm going with this is on the pitching side. What do you make of with the Orioles staff right now of pressure? You know, you lose a guy like Zach Eflin, the offense has been erratic. Is that putting more pressure, you think, on some of these starters here, that if they don't get those runs early, more pressure to try to keep this game even closer, because maybe one or two runs feels like that might be the difference?
Yeah, and, you know, I'm not sure that this rotation, you know, as it was constructed entering the season, we know that it could be better as the season goes on, but, you know, they do not have like a very high bar to clear for this team to be good. They just need to keep these games close, to keep this team engaged, so that if the offense is doing what it's supposed to be doing, then they can ultimately win some of these games, you know, keep it close early and, you know, get some hits late. The bullpen has had some members of it that are not living up to expectations, but a lot of them are. We're really talking about you know, issues and with starters leaving the game down 4 or 5 runs. And at that point, the Orioles aren't able to come back. So I think just basically keeping the team engaged is going to be the thing that, you know, turns this around. But, and we're talking about 2 weeks, but that hasn't happened more nights than not. And I think that weighs on everything, to be honest.
Yeah, this is kind of unfamiliar territory, I guess, John, over the last 2 years, where the Orioles have been the team that wins series constantly, or they were avoiding sweeps. You know, that huge streak that they had of consecutive series not being swept.
Yeah, they had a losing month for like a year and a half.
Exactly. So it all weighs. So you mentioned about being engaged. What's then, when you're saying about that it's weighing on them, do you think then, when you mentioned last year, I like to use the word adversity. Do you think then there's still them trying to prove that they can get past some of that adversity? Do you think that that's still sticking in the back of their heads?
A little bit. I think it's, you know, I've struggled with kind of figuring out what to think of this season for all of the 2 weeks that it's been going. I mean, we're not talking about a really long period of time, but I think what's happening right now is that even in the way they didn't last year, you know, they might have had bad games, but like they didn't play as badly as often as they have this season in any of the last few years. And I'm not sure where that comes from. I'm not sure if that's, you know, not feeling their best offensively, knowing that the pitching staff is challenged, knowing that their roster is not what it was in years past because of injuries. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm challenged to think of a reason why this team is playing as many games that don't feel as competitive as they should be as frequently as they are. And I'm not sure if that comes down to belief, if that comes down to pressure. You know, there's always going to be pressure. We're also not talking about a bunch of, you know, out of nowhere stars. Like everyone we're talking about in this lineup who plays a meaningful role was a first round draft pick or a top prospect in some form or fashion and came up with expectations. Like the expectations they've been dealing with for a long time. I just think they've dealt with it better in the past, if that's what's happening. But it's challenging. And, you know, I find myself torn between the, you know, it being 2 weeks and, you know, potentially being a blip and feeling like there might be more reason to concern than I'm letting myself feel.
John Mioli, Baltimore Banner, joining us here. 105.7 The Fan, Bob Henney, Ryan Ripken. John, real quick, Ryan mentioned adversity. Charlie Morton, Dean Kramer, most likely to overcome the early season adversity, in your opinion?
I think both do. Ultimately, I feel more comfortable saying Dean Kramer because Dean Kramer has historically been a much better pitcher as the season has gone on than he has early in the season. I don't think his Aprils have been statistically what they are this year. And I think there's probably a little more grace for him to find his best form and for him to be the guy he's been in a lot of these more recent second halves, because it's not like this roster is brimming with alternatives for him. So he might get the chance to pitch himself back into form. Charlie Morton, I feel like the strikeouts are encouraging, but there's something that happens at a stage when pitchers stop being, you know, feeling like they can or should throw the ball over the plate, where you kind of start to take notes. So I'm going to bet on Dean Kramer for that, even though I think that probably both of them will be better than they are right now pretty soon.
John Mioli, Baltimore Banner. John, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the series this weekend. We'll catch up with you soon.
Will do. Enjoy your weekend, fellas.
There he is, John Mioli. We'll come back. Funhouse trip. Mr. Electricity, Nolan McGraw, Inside Access takes over at 2. And then Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Live from the studios, Tim Arbelez, Ryan Ripken here on The Fan.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.